It's easy to feel powerless in the face of COVID-19, but you can make a difference. इस पॉडकास्ट के अंदर हम कुछ ऐसे तरीके डिस्कस करने वाले हैं जिनके थ्रू आप लोगों की मदद कर सकते हैं विदाउट मनी. सो लेट्स गेट इन टू द पॉडकास्ट एंड सी विच आर द वेज थ्रू विच यू कैन हेल्प द पीपल्स आउट देयर. हाई एवरी वन, आई एम भास्कर मिश्रा एंड वेलकम टू द वुल स्पिरिट शो. एज वी वॉच द कोरोना वायरस पेंडेमिक प्ले आउट ऑन ए ग्लोबल स्केल, it's easy to feel helpless, but no matter who you are or what your situation is, you can always make a difference. Even if you are quarantined at home, there are still many ways to get involved and give back, including donating money or supplies, volunteering virtually, and checking up on people who might need support. हमारे पास हमेशा कोई ना कोई रास्ता होता है जिनके थ्रू हम लोगों की हेल्प कर सकते हैं. And helping others, you will also help yourself. रिसर्चेस भी ऐसा बताते हैं कि वॉलंटियरिंग मेक्स यू हैप्पियर एंड हेल्थियर, स्पेशली नाउ जब हम सब आइसोलेटेड हैं और सिर्फ अपने घर के लोगों से इंटरेक्ट कर रहे हैं. इट्स अ ग्रेट वे टू री इन्फोर्स योर कम्युनिटी एंड रिमाइंड यू दैट वी आर ऑल वर्किंग टूवर्ड्स अ कॉमन गोल. फाइंडिंग वेज टू गिव बैक ड्यूरिंग COVID-19 विल हेल्प टू लोअर योर ओन एनजाइटी एंड स्ट्रेस, बूस्ट योर मूड एंड गिव यू अ सेंस ऑफ पर्पस ड्यूरिंग दिस डिफिकल्ट टाइम. The first step you can take is that start with your community. सबसे आसान तरीका होता है give back करने का is to reach out to the people whom you know. Our neighbors, friends, co-workers and relatives can all benefit from a friendly text or video call. ये आपको एक छोटा सा gesture लग सकता है, but don't underestimate the positive impact of checking up on someone. Start with those who might feel vulnerable right now. This could be your elderly neighbor who is cut off from their social connection, or your friend who suffers from anxiety and depression. Providing a touch sense for someone during this pandemic is one of the best ways to be of service, and it will help ease your own anxiety and, well, it will give you an emotional boost. एक और दूसरा तरीका है उन लोगों की हेल्प करने का who are at high risk of their serious illness. Think of those in your local social circle who are elderly, disabled or housebound. Reach out and see if they need to help picking up their groceries or prescription. You can leave the bag outside their door to maintain a safe distance. You can also feed stray animals like dogs and cats. Another thing is to make a donation. While many people don't have an extra funds right now, if you are one of those lucky ones who do, consider donating to an organization that's making a difference in this pandemic. You can donate with small amount depending on how much you have. You can also donate without spending money, which is you can donate blood, clothes and food items. Third thing you can do is to express gratitude. Healthcare workers are being tested physically and emotionally. In many communities around the world, people are also gathering to their windows and doors at a certain times of the day to collectively cheer on health workers and frontline workers. And the last thing you can do is that practice social distancing and self-care. Don't underestimate how much you are helping by simply following public health guidelines rules. Even by just staying at home as much as you can and practicing social distancing when you do go out, you are making a vital difference in your community. Making an effort to stay healthy and avoiding high-risk activities will lower your own chances of contracting with coronavirus. This in turn will keep others from getting sick and overwhelming to the healthcare system. Sometimes taking care of yourself is the best thing you can do. As the saying goes, put your own mask first before helping someone else literally and figuratively. I hope this podcast had added some kind of values to your life. If you want more such type of podcast, then subscribe to this show. Till then, practice social distancing and take care.